Welcome to Cubs Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, George Burns. Batting second. The shortstop, Dave Bancroft. Batting third. The third baseman, Frankie Frisch. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ross Youngs. Batting fifth. The first baseman, High Pockets Kelly. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Irish Musel. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Rawlings. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Snyder. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rosie Ryan. Pitching for the New York Giants, Rosie Ryan. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Max Fleck. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Hollocker. Batting third. The second baseman, John Kelleher. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Grimes. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Turner Barber. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Mysel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Deal. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Cheeves. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Virgil Cheeves. And now, play ball. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into left field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft bunts towards first. Grimes picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Grimes. Bancroft moves to second. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch hits a line drive into left field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs hits a ball on the ground that hits Bancroft. Bancroft is out and Youngs is safe at first. There goes Bancroft trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Max Fleck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleck strikes out. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Hollocker reaches second base with a double. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive towards short. Hollocker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Deal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings hits a fly ball into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rawlings scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Cheeves, and towards Hollocker, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rosie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Deal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Mysel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Virgil Cheeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cheeves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frisch fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0 for 1 in the game. Flack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frisch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bancroft hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Frisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bancroft moves to third. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Youngs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher misplays the ball. That's an error on Kelleher. Bancroft scores. Frisch moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Giants. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Frisch moves to third. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Youngs. The throw from O'Farrell and he is safe. Young steals second. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frisch scores. Kelly moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Giants. Johnny Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 0 for 1 in the game. Rawlings hits a ball on the ground towards third. Deal fields it and throws to second for the out. Kelly scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Giants. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rawlings. The throw from O'Farrell and he is out, Hollocker applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Holacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holacher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Holacher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelleher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Holacher moves to third. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Holacher scores. Kelleher moves to second. It's 3-1, Giants. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0-for-1 in the game. Barber bunts in front of the plate. Snyder fields it and throws to first for the out. Kelleher moves to third. Grimes moves to second. One out. George Meisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meisel is 0-for-1 in the game. Meisel hits a pop-up towards third. Frisch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 0-for-1 in the game. Deal takes first base on ball 4. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Farrell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-3, Cubs. Virgil Cheeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cheeves is 0-for-1 in the game. Cheeves hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Frisch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Holacher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cunningham pinch hits for Rosie Ryan. Bill Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bancroft hits a line drive towards first. Grimes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Douglas now pitching. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0-for-2 in the game. Flack hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Holacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holacher is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Holacher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rawlings scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Frisch hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Barber. Frisch reaches second base with a double. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Youngs hits a fly ball into center field. Meisel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Frisch moves to third. One out. High pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kelly hits a line drive towards left. Barber catches it and throws to home to double up Frisch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grimes strikes out. 1 out. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0 for 1 in the game. Barber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 0 for 2 in the game. Mysel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kelly fields the ball and throws to Douglas covering. Safe. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mysel. The throw from Snyder and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Deal strikes out. Snyder drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Deal out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Musel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Flack. Musel reaches second base with a double. Johnny Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rawlings hits a fly ball into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Musel moves to third. One out. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Mysel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Musel tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Cubs. Phil Douglas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douglas hits a line drive into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. O'Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Virgil Cheeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cheeves is 0 for 2 in the game. Cheeves takes first base on ball 4. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0 for 3 in the game. Flack hits a pop-up towards third. Frisch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hollocker hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Burns. Hollocker reaches second base with a double. Cheeves goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Cubs. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hollocker scores. It's 7-4, Cubs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelleher. The throw from Snyder and he is safe. Kelleher steals second. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grimes is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Frisch hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kelleher picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kelleher. Frisch moves to second. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Youngs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0-for-2 in the game. Barber hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mysel takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Deal hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mysel. The throw from Snyder and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. O'Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Johnny Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rawlings hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and New York Giants, 4. Goodbye from Cubs Park in Chicago.